Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And today, what I would like to discuss is building confidence for entrepreneurs as a part of marketing. I believe that this is very, very important. I've included it in several of the books that I've written, and I think it's a topic that we don't address often enough, that if you have confidence, your marketing will show it. So important. I've recently written a post on this topic, building confidence for entrepreneurs, over at my blog at hugeprofitstinylist.com. So I've gone from living a life that was not serving me. So this was when I was teaching school, doing real estate simultaneously. I've gone from that to creating one that is more than I ever could have imagined, simply by boosting my confidence and taking action on a daily basis. And the purpose of this is to shift my thinking and mindset. This is something that I work on every single day, and I believe that all of us must in order to improve our life and our business. And I speak and write on this topic regularly as a way to serve people that I come in contact with in my daily life. So these are both entrepreneurs, small business owners, as well as everyday people, as all of us are when we're away from our business. So I have a colleague, Benjamin Hardy. You may know who he is. BenjaminHardy.com is his site. And he has this to say about confidence. Confidence from a scientific perspective is the byproduct of prior performance. In other words, confidence must be earned. Your confidence is the emotional evidence of what you've done and where you're currently at. Confidence then becomes your foundation. Without confidence, your imagination is weakened. Having confidence allows you to think bigger about your life. Confidence comes from being congruent with yourself. It also comes from completing hard things. As you become increasingly congruent with yourself and as you complete big stuff, your confidence will soar. This will open your future up in amazing ways. So I love what he talks about here, and Benjamin mentioned prior performance in regards to confidence. I honestly believe that past mistakes can trip up your confidence. So every day, your goal is to get out there, put yourself out there and do things that are bigger and bigger, things that are outside the box for you. And for me, it started back in 2006 when I was a brand new entrepreneur. I had left classroom teaching and given away my best real estate clients to people who did real estate full time. It was the right thing to do at that time. And I started really putting myself out there, and it started with the different nonprofits and charities and service organizations that I was joining and volunteering with and becoming a part of. And I can remember early on when they would hand me the microphone, and it was so uncomfortable for me. And I thought the only way to get past this is to move through it. So we have to face the fear and do it anyway. And I would start talking, and it physically was so uncomfortable for me. But when I was able to talk for 1 or 2 minutes and feel that I got my message across somewhat effectively and handed off the microphone then to the person, the next person or the person who had given it to me, that was a little tiny boost of confidence for me. And now, kind of the joke is, you can't get a microphone away from me because I have so much confidence, I always have lots to say, and I'm more poised because I'm more experienced with it. So that's another piece of this. And again, when we're confident and when we're speaking or writing or anything that we're doing, creating products, you know, working with business owners, other entrepreneurs, you know, these are all ways to boost the confidence and have it come out in our marketing because we want the marketing to be good. All right, so I have a longtime friend, Brendan Burchard. I was just looking at some photos of Brendan and I from 2009 back in Las Vegas at the Armin Morin's big seminar. He did big seminars for quite a few years. And that was the year that I won the Better Your Best contest. I won $25,000. It was the top prize. And I was thrilled to be a part of that. And that took a whole lot of effort for me to boost my confidence to do that, to be a part of that contest the year before. And in so doing, it really increased my marketing skills and sales skills to a much higher degree. So this is what Brendan has to say about the concept of building confidence. He says, confidence is the belief and feeling that things will turn out well because you are willing, worthy, and capable. Do you have it? Authenticity, action, and adaptability in changing or challenging circumstances are the hallmarks of confidence. Do you feel it? Confidence is knowing I can cope, act as I intend, and succeed in a given situation. It's trusting that I will reliably show up as my best self and do a good job. Confidence is not blocked by fear, is a combination of mindset and movement, and is best developed via trust, intention, congruent action, and self-reflection. So you'll notice that both Benjamin Hardy and Brendon Burchard, and you can find Brendon's site at Brendon, BRENDON.com, both of them mention the idea of being congruent in what I've shared here with you. So the idea of congruence is something that I don't know if I've ever had ever heard the word before I came online. People were saying to be congruent. So the definition of the word congruent is being in agreement or harmony. In the world of entrepreneurship, it takes on a meaning involving your thoughts, beliefs, and corresponding behavior. So if you think and believe, as I once did, that employers don't care about the people who work for them, you're going to have great difficulty building a business and having others, typically outsourcers and freelancers, complete work for you because you will have that preconceived notion. So what you're doing currently then as a marketer and entrepreneur will be very different than when you believe, and you'll be out of congruence and it doesn't work. If you think and believe that rich people, in quotes I have that, rich people have all the luck and opportunities handed to them, you will have even greater difficulty in growing a business where your income increases each year and you suddenly find yourself able to afford luxuries you could only have dreamed about in years past. And that's a very interesting concept, and being congruent is so important there, because I came from being very, very poor growing up and working very hard for every penny for more than 20 years as an adult before I became an entrepreneur. And now my life is easier, and it's seldom that I have that thought about the rich people, what they would do, because now I'm one of them and was striving to be my entire life. So I want you to think about these ideas about building confidence and being in congruence, when you are working in your business and doing your marketing. So, you know, take a look at that article if you want to. Again, that's at hugeprofitstinylist.com. That's one of my two main sites. My other site is ConnieReaganGreen.com. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic and on future topics. The next podcast I'm going to do is going to be talking about sales skills. And this is an area that I'm developing as an area of expertise for myself. I've just come out with a new book and product on this topic, and I believe it's important. But you must lay the foundation. You must build your confidence every single day. Think of ways that you can do this that will fit in with your daily life. Taking a leadership role is an excellent way. So when I talked about in the beginning, especially with my Rotary Club, they used to hand me the microphone, and I would have to say a few words about a project we were doing. Pretty much that was a project that I was leading. And in the beginning, I wasn't a great leader, but I learned more leadership skills. And now I feel like I do take the lead on a regular basis. And every time I do, that boosts my confidence, because each time it's a new opportunity to practice my leadership skills and to see how I can serve others. That's always my goal, and it should be everyone's goal, I believe. I like to see how I can serve others by taking the lead and making things happen in a way that they wouldn't have otherwise, so that one person benefits and finally many, many people benefit. And this happens in the two communities that I live in Santa Clarita, California and Santa Barbara, California. I'm able to be a leader and serve people throughout the communities and that feels great. So I would love to know what you are thinking about when it comes to excellence in marketing, which is the primary goal, and in boosting your own confidence, and in being congruent with who you are. So what you think needs to be very similar to what you do. And this happens more easily over time, I believe, but in the beginning, as you're changing your life, because if you're getting into marketing, getting into entrepreneurship or small business ownership, then your life is changing, the way I describe it is from the inside out. And as you grow and change, and that's what we want to do during our entire lifetime, then these are excellent opportunities for you to see things differently, see things from another person's perspective. Just last night, I had people over for dinner, and we were on a topic. I won't go into it here, but the one person I said, I'm not sure that I agree with that or believe that. Please tell me your experience and what you're thinking and feeling on this topic so that I can see it from your perspective and perhaps change my own thinking and feeling and belief about it. And so he was a young person in his 20s. He did a wonderful job of explaining in great detail what he was going through in regards to this topic. And when he finished, 5 minutes later, he kept talking. It was wonderful. I said, I do understand it from your perspective. I'm going to think about it more. And I believe that my thinking about this topic has shifted. So very interesting what we're able to do. And I love sharing Prestabilious, excellence in marketing, with you. Again, this is Connie Reagan Green. Visit me at hugeprofitstinylist.com.